Chapter 8.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Speak to Aaron and say to him, when you go up with the seven lamps shall give light in the front of the menorah. 3. And Aaron did so. He went up with its lamps in front of the menorah, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 4. And this was the work of the menorah, hammered work of gold to its base, and to its flowers. It was hammered work, according to the pattern which Yahweh caused Moses to see. So he made the menorah. 5. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 6. Take the Levites from among the sons of Israel and cleanse them.
7. And thus you will do to them to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of sin offering on them, and they shall make a razor pass over all their flesh and wash their garments and cleanse themselves. 8. And they shall take a bull, a son of the herd, and its food offering, flour mixed with oil, and a second bull, a son of the herd, you shall take for a sin offering. 9. And you shall bring the Levites near before the tent of meeting, and you shall assemble all the company of the sons of Israel. 10. And you shall bring the Levites before Yahweh, and the sons of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. 11. And Aaron shall wave the Levites as a wave offering before Yahweh, from the sons of Israel, that they may serve at the service of Yahweh. 12. And the Levites shall lay their hands on the head of the bulls, and you shall offer the one for a sin offering, and one a burnt offering to Yahweh, to atone for the Levites.
13. And you shall cause the Levites to stand before Aaron and before his sons, and shall wave them as a wave offering to Yahweh. 14. And you shall separate the Levites from the midst of the sons of Israel, and the Levites shall become mine. 15. And afterward the Levites shall come in to serve in the tent of meeting, and you shall cleanse them, and shall wave them, a wave offering. 16. For they are wholly given to me from among the sons of Israel, instead of the one who opens any womb, the firstborn of all, from the sons of Israel. I have taken them to myself. 17. For every firstborn among the sons of Israel, among man and among animal, is mine. I set them apart for myself in the day I smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt. 18. And I take the Levites instead of every firstborn among the sons of Israel. 19. And I have given the Levites as given to Aaron and to his sons from the midst of the sons of Israel to serve in the service of the sons of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation, and to atone for the sons of Israel, and there shall not be a plague among the sons of Israel to the sons of Israel by coming near to the sanctuary. 20. And Moses and Aaron, and all the congregation of the sons of Israel, did to the Levites according to all that Yahweh had instructed Moses concerning the Levites, so the sons of Israel did to them.
21. And the Levites cleansed themselves, and washed their garments, and Aaron waved them as a wave offering before Yahweh, and Aaron atoned for them, to cleanse them. 22. And afterward the Levites went in to do their service in the tent of meeting, before Aaron and before his sons. As Yahweh instructed Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them.
23. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 24. This is that which pertains to the Levites, from 25 years old and upward he shall go in to do the service and the works of the tabernacle of the congregation. 25. And from a son of 50 years they shall return from the service of the work, and shall not serve any more. 26. But he shall serve with his brothers in the tent of meeting, to keep the charge, only he shall not serve at a service. So you shall do to the Levites concerning their charge.
Chapter 9.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, 2. Also the sons of Israel shall prepare the Passover in its appointed season.
3. In the 14th day of this month, between the evenings, you shall prepare it according to all its statutes, and according to all its ordinances. 4. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel to prepare the Passover. 5. And they prepared the Passover in the first month on the 14th day of the month, between the evenings, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Yahweh had instructed Moses, so the sons of Israel did. 6. And there were men who had been defiled by the body of a man, and they had not been able to prepare the Passover on that day, and they came near before Moses, and before Aaron on that day. 7. And those men said to him, "We are defiled by the body of a man. Why are we restrained so as not to be able to offer the offering of Yahweh in its appointed season, in the midst of the sons of Israel?" 8. And Moses said to them, "You stand by, so that I may hear what Yahweh will instruct concerning you." 9. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 10. Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, "If any man of you or of your generations shall be unclean by reason of a body, or be in a distant journey, yet he shall keep the Passover to Yahweh."
11. In the second month, on the 14th day between the evenings, they shall keep it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. 12. They shall leave none of it until morning, nor break a bone of it. According to all the statutes of the Passover, they shall keep it. 13. But the man that is clean, and is not on a journey, and has failed to prepare the Passover, even that person shall be cut off from his people, because he did not bring the offering of Yahweh in its appointed season, that man shall bear his sin. 14. And if an alien shall reside with you, and desires to keep the Passover to Yahweh, he shall do according to the statute of the Passover, and according to its ordinance. You shall have one statute, both for the alien and for the native of the land. 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, even the tabernacle of the testimony. And at evening there was on the tabernacle the appearance of fire, until morning. 16. So it was always, the cloud covered it, and the appearance of fire by night. 17. And whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, then after that the sons of Israel pulled up stakes, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the sons of Israel encamped. 18. By the mouth of Yahweh the sons of Israel pulled up stakes, and by the mouth of Yahweh they encamped. All the days that the cloud remained over the tabernacle, they remained in camp.
19. And when the cloud tarried over the tabernacle many days, then the sons of Israel kept the charge of Yahweh, and did not pull up stakes. 20. And when the cloud was over the tabernacle many days, by the mouth of Yahweh they encamped, and by the mouth of Yahweh they pulled up stakes.
21. And so when the cloud was there from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they pulled up stakes. Whether by day or by night, when the cloud was taken up, then they pulled up stakes. 22. Whether 2 days, or a month, or days, when the cloud tarried over the tabernacle, to remain over it, the sons of Israel remained in camp, and did not pull up stakes. And when it was lifted up, they pulled up stakes. 23. By the mouth of Yahweh they encamped, and by the mouth of Yahweh they pulled up stakes. They kept the charge of Yahweh, by the mouth of Yahweh, by the hand of Moses.
Chapter 10.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Make 2 trumpets of silver for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work, and they shall be to you for the calling of the congregation, and for causing the camps to pull up stakes. 3. And when they blow with them, all the congregation shall gather themselves to you at the door of the tent of meeting. 4. And if they blow with one, then the rulers, the heads of the thousands of Israel, shall assemble to you. 5. And when you blow an alarm, the camps that lie on the east side shall then pull up stakes. 6. And when you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie on the south side shall pull up stakes, they shall blow an alarm for their journeys. 7. But when the assembly is gathered, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. 8. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets. and they shall be to you for a never-ending statute throughout your generations. 9. And when you go into battle in your land against the foe distressing you, then you shall blow with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall be saved from your enemies. 10. And in the day of your gladness, and in your appointed times, and in your new moons, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. And they shall be to you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yahweh your Elohim. 11. And it happened in the second year, in the second month, in the 20th of the month, the cloud went up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. 12. And the sons of Israel pulled up stakes in their journeying from the wilderness of Sinai. And the cloud stayed on it in the wilderness of Paran.
13. And they pulled up stakes first at the mouth of Yahuel, by the hand of Moses. 14. And in the front, the standard of the camp of the sons of Judah pulled up stakes, by their armies, and over its army was Nahshon the son of Amminadab. 15. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Issachar was Nethaneel the son of Zuar. 16. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Zebulun was Eliab the son of Helon. 17. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari pulled up stakes, bearing the tabernacle. 18. And the standard of the camp of Reuben pulled up stakes, by their armies, and over its army was Elizur the son of Chedor. 19. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, Shelumiel son of Zurishaddai. 20. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Gad was Elias son of Duel. 21. And the Kohathites pulled up stakes, bearing the sanctuary, and others set up the tabernacle while they came. 22. And the standard of the camp of the sons of Ephraim pulled up stakes, by their armies, and over its army was Elishama the son of Ammihud. 23. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Manasseh was Gamaliel the son of Pedahzer.
24. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin was Abidan the son of Gideoni. 25. And the standard of the camp of the sons of Dan pulled up stakes, to the rear of all the camps, by their armies. And over its army was Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai. 26. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Asher was Pagiel the son of Achrain. 27. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali was Ahira the son of Enan. 28. These were the journeyings of the sons of Israel according to their armies. And they pulled up stakes. 29. And Moses said to Hobab the son of Reuel the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are pulling up stakes to go to the place of which Yahweh has said, I will give it to you. Go with us, and we will do good to you, for Yahweh has spoken good concerning Israel. 30. And he said to him, I shall not go, but I shall go to my land and to my kindred. 31. And he said, Please do not forsake us, because you know as to how we encamp in the wilderness, and you shall be to us for eyes. 32. And it shall be when you go with us, yea, it shall be that what good Yahweh shall do to us, we shall do good to you. 33. And they pulled up stakes from the mount of Yahweh 3 days' journey. And the ark of the covenant of Yahweh pulled out before them, 3 days' journey, to seek out a resting place for them. 34. And the cloud of Yahweh was on them by day as they pulled up stakes from the camp. 35. And it happened when the ark pulled out, Moses said, Rise, O Yahweh, and your enemies shall be scattered, and those hating you shall flee from your presence. 36. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Yahweh, to the myriads of the thousands of Israel.
Chapter 11.
1. And the people were evil, as those complaining in the ears of Yahweh. And Yahweh heard, and his anger glowed, and the fire of Yahweh burned among them and devoured in the extreme edge of the camp. 2. And the people cried to Moses, and Moses prayed to Yahweh, and the fire was quenched. 3. And he called the name of that place Taberah, because the fire of Yahweh burned among them.
4. And the mixed multitude among them lusted with a great lust, and the sons of Israel also turned back and wept, and said, Who shall cause us to eat flesh? 5. We remember the fish that we ate in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic.
6. And now our soul withers. There is nothing except this manna before our eyes. 7. And the manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance like the look of Delium resin gum. 8. And the people went around and gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in mortars, and boiled it in a pan, and made it into cakes. And its taste was like the taste of fresh oil. 9. And when the dew came down on the camp by night, the manna came down on it. 10. And Moses heard the people weeping by its families, each at the door of his tent, and the anger of Yahweh glowed exceedingly, and in the eyes of Moses it was evil. 11. And Moses said to Yahweh, Why have you done evil to your servant, and why have I not found grace in your eyes to put the burden of all this people on me? 12. Have I conceived all this people? I, have I begotten it, that you say to me, Carry it in your bosom as the foster father bears the suckling, to the land which you have sworn to its fathers. 13. Where shall I get flesh to give to all this people? For they weep to me, saying, Give to us flesh that we may eat. 14. I am not able, I alone, to bear all this people, for it is too heavy for me. 15. And if you deal thus with me, please quickly kill me, if I have found grace in your eyes, and let me not look on my evil.
16. And Yahweh said to Moses, Assemble to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you have known that they are elders of the people, and its officers. And you shall take them to the tent of the congregation, and they shall line up themselves there with you. 17. And I shall come down and speak with you there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon you, and will put it on them, and they will bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone. 18. And you shall say to the people, Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat flesh. For you have wept in the ears of Yahuwah, saying, Who shall give us flesh, for we had good in Egypt? And Yahuwah shall give flesh to you, and you shall eat. 19. You shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days. 20. But to a month of days, until it comes out of your nostrils, and it shall become to you a loathsome thing. Because you have despised Yahweh, who is in your midst, and weep before him, saying, Why is it that we have come out of Egypt? 21. And Moses said, The people in whose midst I am are 600,000 footmen. And you have said, I shall give flesh to them, and they shall eat a month of days. 22. Shall flock and herd be slaughtered for them, so one may find for them? Are all the fish in the sea to be gathered for them, that one may find for them?
23. And Yahweh said to Moses, Is the hand of Yahweh shortened? Now you shall see whether my word shall come to pass to you or not. 24. And Moses went out and spoke to the people the words of Yahweh and gathered 70 men of the elders of the people, and caused them to stand around the tabernacle. 25. And Yahweh came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and said, Depart of the Spirit which was on him, and put it on the 70 men of the elders. And it happened, as the Spirit rested on them, that they prophesied, but they did not continue. 26. And 2 of the men were left in the camp, the name of the one being Eldad, and the name of the second Medad, and the Spirit rested on them, and they were among those written, but did not go out to the tabernacle. And they prophesied in the camp. 27. And a young man ran and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. 28. And Joshua the son of Nun, minister to Moses, of his young men, answered and said, My master Moses, stop them. 29. And Moses said to him, Are you jealous for my sake? Oh, that all the people of Yahweh were prophets, that Yahweh would put his spirit on them. 30. And Moses withdrew into the camp, he and the elders of Israel.
31. And a wind went forth from Yahweh and cut off quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as a day's journey here, and as a day's journey there, all around the camp, and about 2 cubits above the face of the land. 32. And the people rose up all that day, and all that night, and the day after, and gathered the quails, he who had least had gathered 10 homers, and they spread them out for themselves around the camp. 33. The flesh was yet between their teeth, it was not yet cut off, and the anger of Yahweh glowed among the people, and Yahweh struck among the people with a very great plague. 34. And one called the name of that place, the Graves of Lust, for there they buried the people who lusted. 35. From the Graves of Lust the people pulled up stakes to go to Hazeroth, and they remained in Hazeroth.
Chapter 12.
1. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses, because of the Cushite woman whom he had taken, for he had taken a Cushite woman. 2. And they said, Has Yahweh spoken only by Moses? Has he not also spoken by us? And Yahweh heard. 3. And the man Moses was very depressed, more than any man who was on the face of the earth. 4. And Yahweh said suddenly to Moses, and to Aaron, and to Miriam, You three come out to the tent of the meeting. And the three of them came out. 5. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood at the tabernacle door, and called Aaron and Miriam, and both of them came out. 6. And he said, Now hear my words, if your prophet is of Yahweh, I will make myself seen by him in an appearance. I will speak to him in a dream. 7. It is not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. 8. I speak to him mouth to mouth, and by an appearance, and not in riddles. And he looks upon the form of Yahweh, so why have you not been afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses? 9. And the anger of Yahweh glowed against them, and he left. 10. And the cloud turned away from the tent. And, behold, Miriam was leprous as snow. And Aaron turned toward Miriam, and, behold, she was leprous. 11. And Aaron said to Moses, O my master, I beg you, do not lay sin upon us, by which we have done foolishly, and by which we have sinned.
12. I pray, do not let her be as one who is dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. 13. And Moses cried to Yahweh, saying, O Elohim, I beg you, please heal her. 14. And Yahweh said to Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? She shall be shut out 7 days at the outside of the camp, and afterward she shall be brought in. 15. And Miriam was shut out at the outside of the camp 7 days, and the people did not pull up stakes until Miriam was brought in. 16. And afterward the people pulled up stakes from Hazeroth, and they encamped in the wilderness of Paran.